books of J. Frank Dobie, but the only one I remember seeing in our house, which by this time was a small house in the village of Archer City, was The Longhorns, which I borrowed from my father from Mr. Will Taylor, a wealthy and elderly oilman who lived in a great mansion just south of our hayfield. I now own Mr. Taylor's mansion and have filled it with about 28,000 books, which took a while. My father's reason for needing a book to read in the daytime, when he would normally have been working, was that, inconveniently, he had caught mumps in his 50th year. Thus was idleness forced upon him. The fact of the bookless ranch house meant that before the age of 5 or 6 I lived in an oral culture. My mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, and whatever uncles or cowboys happened by, sat on the front porch every night in good weather and told stories. But they were seldom stories that held much interest for a young child. What did I care that Uncle Charlie, the oldest son, had defied his parents and been beaten with an ironweed switch, ironweed being a sturdy weed that did not fray quickly when a rebel was being switched? What Uncle Charlie did to earn this punishment I never found out, but his brothers agreed that he remained defiant, ironweed or no. Uncle Charlie, in the 50s, would occasionally host a family reunion, always at a country club just outside the bleak panhandled town of Clarendon. Those were the only times I saw him, and I cannot remember him uttering a sound. I believe he had had some trouble with wives, enough that he had learned to hold his tongue. 2. The casual storytelling culture of my early childhood was soon augmented by a powerful new force, radio. When I was 4, World War II broke out, transforming millions of lives, including the lives of the little group that gathered nightly on the porch of our ranch house. My grandfather McMurtry had died, but the rest of us, which meant a shifting population of visitors, cowboys, indigents, cousins, and the like, listened faithfully to the war news every night. My father, then in his 40s, was too old for service, but once America entered the war, nearly everyone knew someone local who was now overseas. Our concern was high. At the age of 5 or 6, war news didn't grip me much, though I was happy to be a junior plane spotter, and would often climb the windmill expecting to see enemy aircraft swooping over the mesquite pastures and sorghum fields of home. At the time, my Aunt Naomi, one of my mother's sisters, lived nearby with her husband, J.K. Mitchell, who was foreman of an adjacent ranch. I saw her often, along with my cousins, J.K. and Mary Louise. One day at our ranch house, my aunt casually mentioned Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, characters she seemed to assume I would be familiar with. But I wasn't familiar with them. So far as I can now recall, they were the first imagined characters I had ever been told about. But what exactly were they? They sounded like rabbits, in which our ranch abounded. But it abounded in long-legged, long-eared jackrabbits, none of whom fit the names Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. I was very puzzled by this because I didn't realize at the time that there could be made-up stories. At that point, I was accustomed to concerning myself with things that clearly existed, particularly poultry, a constant threat to one as small as I was. Reality, such as it was on our ranch, required unwavering vigilance if one were not to be pecked by the poultry, kicked by a mule, or the like. This was the age at which I might have been expected to make up an imaginary friend, but a realist from the get-go, I failed to do this. Real things that were bad things often happened. Once my father nearly cut his arm off in the thresher. I can still see him walking up from the field with one side of his shirt drenched in blood, of which he lost a lot. But he survived and kept his arm. Then my dog Scraps got bitten by a rattlesnake and died. This was long before the organized snake hunts when rattlers were plentiful, with a consequent reduction of the rodent population and, unfortunately, of the small dog population, too. Of course, far away, World War II was happening, but I did not really know what war was. At night, on the porch, while the adults...